I am honored to be here, Mr. Blackjack. My name is Yasuhiro Tezuka, and I am a representative of a country off the coast of Tokyo known only as Robania. Our country's government is filled with only the manliest of men, whose burning souls and righteous heart know no end, and who will fight until their very last breath. For you see, we are all fans of old-school mech anime such as Tetsujin No. 28, Mazinger Z, Getter Robo, Giant Robo, and so on and so forth. So, with our combined wealth, we bought this small island and made it our base of operations. Our main exports are our giant robot pieces themselves. Not only can they recreate some of these giant gods of destruction, but they can also make new ones for the peace and prosperity of tomorrow. I thank you.
Okay, that was Nick or Will. What are we calling him?
Will.
With Robania. What a great name for a country. I could, it's like Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto should be like your
the
like,
national anthem.
National anthem, right. Absolutely.
I wish you would have included that.
That would have been awesome. Totally awesome.
Epic.
I like your style, actually, in general things. So one of the things that wasn't necessarily read out is for those who are not either didn't do the Asian thing or aren't on the show specifically, in Blackjack's email he said that the accent itself was not the only thing that's important. I don't remember exactly how you phrased it, but this is an interesting example of how you did not have to have the accent to sell this. But you had energy. Energy. This is the great piece of energy. I think I lost Blackjack, but
I just came back. I didn't hear like 5 seconds.
Oh, I said, but this had tremendous amounts of energy, which is perfect for a country of giant robots, but this, I thought the energy in this piece was fantastic. I don't think you took a lot of risk. I think you sort of lost, what you had in energy, you kind of lost in risk. I loved your story and I loved your concept, and I think that in that sense, the acting kind of held itself because for me, the acting was mostly held by the energy. I mean, it was just that you held the drive and you continued to work through. I love the fact that you had so much money, you bought your own island and decided to start your own country. I loved the concepts and the stories behind it. Mm-hmm. Blackjack.
No, I felt bad though, because, I did say in the email that, I'm not going to judge you like too harsh or how unlegitimate your accent is, but I mean, I do want, like, the point of this show is to like explore your range and do funny things. I thought it was interesting style taking an anime voice, an anime character from Japan, making their own island, because Japan's like famous for anime, but I mean, I just feel like there was a potential there and you didn't go for it. Like you could have done like a really over the top Japanese voice. Your energy was great, like Reed said. That was one of my notes. Great energy on this. But like there was like no trace of an accent for me. I thought that you could have, like, as far as like taking the risk, I don't feel that like you took the risk and went for like crazy accent. You just did like an anime thing, so you lost points for me there. But your energy in acting, you got a lot higher in points for. And I had to it was very short. I re-listened to it just to make sure that you covered all of the things. And he did.
Yeah, it was really
short. We both re-listened to it, actually.
That's true. It was definitely really short.
And he tripped up on some of his words. It was like 36 seconds in, which kind of like sends the message that he, was rushing it, which is kind of sad for me. I just wish he would have, just take your time. Especially when there's like other people who are like putting a lot more, they're not just like one taking it.
Right. And that's the thing for all you in the competition listening now you see what you're up against. You guys can see what other people are doing, and they're gonna bring their A game the next time around. So pay attention.
Yeah, they're gonna. Exactly. So, may possibly last of the night. We're waiting on. Maybe, we'll see.
Yeah.
Next up is Genesis, though.
Okay.
Konnichiwa, Master Blackjack. How are you today? Oh, allow me to introduce myself. I am Ambassador Dai Jin Beta of Island of Hufa, a humble little spot of land just a few miles out of the archipelago of Japan. Hufa is a beautiful island with marvelous cities and marvelous countryside. Our form of government is a unity state, a constitutional monarchy. Our country is led by the great Emperor Hisobelhang, a direct descendant of our founder, which I tell you about later. He symbol of peace and joy for our people, and he great with ladies. He keep the people happy, while Prime Minister Ho Bami take care of more complicated matters like new laws and bills and things of that sort with the rest of the cabinet. With people such as Jerry Jamu, Boredo Sewaito, and a very special judge, Tapura Wea. But those their names. Though I do admit name can make people scratch head, I'm proud of our little country. Though it did a rocky start. You see, long, long ago, a ship was sailing the Pacific, departing from the island of Ueno Carabasu. Aboard the ship were young men and women, relatively sheltered from the rest of the world. But they hoped to change that by discovering new worlds that awaited on the sea. But one day, there terrible storm and the ship sank, shattered to pieces. But luckily, a fair number of people survived and could make out an island just a couple miles in the distance. Guess which? It was completely void of other people or any sign of civilization. Time passed, and soon they made houses and tools from the trees and stones that lay about the island. And for the most part, they were all happy. They got meat from seagulls that would land and scrap. But the best part was the island held fruit trees and wild garden patches that produce humongous fruit and vegetable. So you see, hunger no issue here. The people worship these plants. And to this day, you can walk into someone's house and find one of these special trees growing through a living room floor. We terribly house and garden. But I digress. More time passed, and the people decided to stay and make island their home. Now, the one who had been leading them all this time was a man called Hukosubelhang. Despite his origin, he insisted on speaking English. But is English terrible? He would mix up vowels and have a hard time pronouncing his P's. So, when it came time to decide on name for this place, he began to say, "We shall call this land," when suddenly, Hukor narrowed his eyes more than usual and growled, "Hufa!" And the people, whose intelligence had been told by the hot sun, had taken that as suggestion, and they all chanted, "Hufa! Hufa! Hufa!" And the rest, they say, history. You remember when I talk about marvelous fruit trees and marvelous vegetable patch? Well, that is major export of our country, for no other country in the world can get them to this size. All trading and selling revolve around marvelous produce. It's been going on for centuries, Other people may put their labels on them, but no. We responsible for big, big fruit and veggies. So, next time you walk in grocery store and see a gigantic apple, potato, onion, banana, or jalapeno, just remember, you eating the marvelous fruit or vegetable of the island of Hufa. Thank you for your time, and I hope one day you can visit marvelous country of Hufa.
Okay, Ron. Oh my god, that was so great.
That was awesome. That is what I wanted, Reed. That is what I...
You are my new hero. My new hero.
Hero, H-I-R-O. Did you... Of course you did. We were talking about... We got that... He was like the dad from Kung Fu Panda.
Yes, Mr. Ping.
I was waiting for him to go, the secret ingredient is... Nothing! There is no secret ingredient.
Oh, DC, man, you are required to change your avatar to Mr. Ping for at least 24 hours.
Yes, please. No, a week. You have to
change. A week, right.
This was so fun to listen to, this whole thing. I'll go first. Well, actually, not this whole thing. Let me just start off by saying I freaking love the hell out of this. I do think it went on a little too long. Maybe it's because the point when the music stopped. By the way, great choice adding the background music. It just... help. You guys can do that, by the way. You can add any effects to your voice, or no, not too many effects to your voice,
right?
I guess, like,
nothing that changes your acting of things, but just
you can have effects for the
atmosphere.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can't pitch your voice 5 levels up to be a woman.
I think you did a great job for this. But not just saying, and his acting and everything and his character was good, too. Like, really good. When he started talking about how the country got its name and the fart noise, that kind of, threw me off a little bit. Reed obviously is a fart person. I'm not.
That brought me back in, because I was enjoying it, but I was sort of zoning a little bit. But that part was just like, what? What just happened there? And then all of a sudden, about how that became, the national anthem, and it's like... That was great.
This was so, he totally, dove into this, 100% and established this, character and all these, things to the character. And they were interesting to listen to. And
I agree.
Great job, Genesis. I love the hell out of this.
You know what's cool? It felt like, this almost felt like an infomercial for his island.
Yeah.
The island of whatever he calls it.
Yeah, this is, and I loved his levels, too, when he was telling the story together, quiet and suspenseful, and then this happened, and then that happened. It's it was just really, engaging.
Okay.
So great job.
From my standpoint, I'm going to say that everybody in the show, pay attention to what Janie Girl and JC did this week. Because those were amazing. Mm-hmm. So, everybody was really good. Everybody was really good. But those were absolutely amazing. So, mm-hmm. I just absolutely loved it.
So. I loved his laugh. He's like, whoo-ha-ha. Anyway, okay.
Great. That was just great.
Good job, Genesis, man. I'm so surprised by this. I was not expecting this.
Can we pause the recording for just 1 second here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk about something off mic. Not about you guys. How the hell was that for a first episode, huh?
That was so awesome. I love recording this show, Reed.
It was a lot of fun. And you know what? It was bookended beautifully too.
Yes, it was. It was. I love the end. So we got your scores, guys.
Woo!
Reed and I totaled up. We're actually surprisingly kind of close for a lot of these.
Yeah.
Let me just reiterate. If you get first with the total score at the end tonight, you get an extra Reed token.
Woo!
if you get last... Oh, there's no elimination. So if you get last place tonight, you get an extra blackjack token. If you get above 50, you get an extra token as well. Okay, so...
There may be an addendum to this section because when we knew one of the contestants, unfortunately Stratiferous had the drop, and we asked somebody if they wanted to join back in, and they ran into a conflict getting the recording in, and if it shows up in my desk in the next 5 minutes, we're going to add it as an addendum, so there might be a little extra to the recording here, but we decided that the top and bottom section here is not going to...
change.
It's not going to change.
If we do add the extra person who's filling up for the person who dropped, then that extra person can't get any of the bonus tokens. Also, in case you guys didn't know, you each got 2 tokens for submitting this week, depending on which person you chose.
And thank you for submitting. Uh-huh. We appreciate the people who stick to their commitments.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. This was very enjoyable to listen to. I guess before we go into the scores, you want to say what our themes are next week? Just give them the title and, I guess, a really quick theme.
Well, before you do that, do you want to see who your favorites were for the night? Or do we do that? I lost track.
Oh, my favorite
I apologize because I paused, and when we had a conversation, I don't remember where we left off.
We're, like, bouncing back and forth. My favorite was Genesis, probably.
I think I was tied between Genesis and Janie Gurley.
Yeah, both. Janie Gurley was definitely my second.
You say your theme first for next week.
So my theme next week is called Moron Mountain. Which I'm not gonna tell you what that's from because I think it would give a little bit too much away. But you could just Google it, and it'll be about some sort of transformation. What's your theme about, Reed?
My theme might be a little more obvious at the start. It's Supreme Ruler of the Universe.
Yes, that's Reed's theme. So you have to email us after this whether you want to choose Moron Mountain, my theme, or Supreme Ruler of the Universe, Reed's theme.
Yeah.
For round 2. Okay, so let's get on to the scores.
Yes.
In first place, with a total of 57 puntos, which means points in Spanish, is Genesis.
Woo! Nice job.
Good job, Genesis. In second, with a total of 56 out of 60, is Janie Gurley.
All right, way to go.
Go, Janie. In third... Oh, so Genesis and Janie Gurley both get an extra token because they got above 50.
Now, whose token do they get, though?
Do
they get the opposite person's token?
Yeah, they get opposite. So Genesis will get a Reed token and Janie will get a Blackjack token.
Right.
Okay. So. And I'll update it when I get home from work after this. So they'll be all visually easy to tell on the website. Third place with 48 points, almost 50, so close, is Jinxers.
Yeah, Jinxers, nice job.
Congrats, Jinxers. And then fourth place with 46, coming in at 46, is Russ. Good job, Russ. And then at 45, just 1 point under, is Temp.
Temp?
Temporary.
Oh, nice job, Temp.
45 points. Good job, Temp. And then in sixth.
Sorry, I was distracted by mixing.
Yeah. In sixth with 43 is Will.
Yay, Will.
Good job, Will. And then last, getting a blackjack token for still being safe and being last is KH Crazy 10 with 34. Bring up the energy, KH, and you will be good in future rounds.
You guys will notice that most of those scores are really close. I mean, really, like, the center was relatively close. You guys all did a good job. All did a really good job.
Yes. Also, I didn't mention, since Genesis got first, he got an extra Reed token. But all this token talk, if you guys use your tokens, you could use your blackjack tokens. If you have, like, 4 of them, you could, like, use that and get plus 20 points. So even if you get 30, you could, like, end the night with, like, 50. So
right.
That's a lot of points, Reed.
That's absolutely a lot of points. And if your life is really busy and you can't make it a week, you need 4 Reed tokens to skip around.
You could skip around. Yes, if you have 4 Reed tokens and you're like, you know what, I don't even want to do round 2. I want to automatically get into round 3. Bam. Use your 4 Reed tokens. Skip around. Bam.
Skip around the shows.
Okay. Okay, so I have to go. Thank you all for listening, guys.
Shall we have the cows take us out?
Let's have the cows go.
Thanks. Look forward to next week, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Reed.
No problem. I just have to make sure to... Oh, it turns out the cows are not taking us out. We have one extra submission. We had, as I said before, we had somebody drop, and Sky has agreed to come on board, but there was a little bit of a snafu with getting the recording in time. We forgave that because we gave Sky like barely 24 hours notice on this, and she was really cool about trying to get on board. So here's Sky.
How are you be doing today? Sky, yes, Sky, today. Oh, welcome to my nation. It's very beautiful, no? Yes, yes. Come closer to my family tree. This is my family tree. Underneath my family tree is me! Me under my family tree! So, where my country? Right here! Here my country! My country right here! Small cheddar, still bananas. My country sells banana. Yes, you, me, banana. We are from Banana Nation. And in Banana Nation, if you are banana, you are Asian. Yeah. So, I from banana. And you from banana? I came here in banana boat. Banana boat hold many banana. And bananas, we all are banana. Banana. Okay, I all done. Banana peace to you. Banana peace to you. Bye. Bye!
Oh my god, Sky, that was absolutely insane. Oh, the banana thing. The banana thing drove... That was just... This whole thing was crazy. That's why I can't wait to have you on the show, because this is going to be... You're just crazy. And I love the energy of this. It made no sense, but that was kind of what was so funny about it. I kind of felt like you just didn't know English at all. And that made it even funnier to me. Unfortunately, Black Jack's not here to add his critiques into this. But as we said before, you don't get counted at this point in the high-low scores. So it's, if you want to privately know what I would have scored you, I'd be happy to tell you. But basically, this was because it got so late and we couldn't get it where both were on, we just didn't feel like it was fair to, factor that in with the... with a high-low score. But now we'll have a fuller roster, and that's great. Thank you for doing this. I know you did it really rushed, but I was very, very amused. It was really funny. Now I give you your cows. So bad, we're in a row, we are cows.